65 and rain, and it'll be that way all day. So I guess we could say rain, and more rain. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
All right, everybody gather around.
Everyone, listen up.
What's up?
What? So weird.
It's weird today.
Is it weird?
And why is that?
What's
today
weird?
Today is National No Rhyme, No Reason Day.
Oh.
Got no rhyme, got no reason.
No rhyme or reason, good.
There is no rhyme or reason. Don't try and analyze it. There's no rhyme or reason.
No reason
at all.
That's gonna be weird.
Told you.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I got some news for you. Most days this show has no rhyme or reason, but it's fun. It's Morgan in the Morning, and it starts right now.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, it's a rain day. Doesn't sound like it's a snow day, does it? It's a rain day. School delay? School closings? No, it's only rain. Yet we did panic, didn't we? A little bit. I think we suffer from information overload sometime. Now, I'm not saying where you are it's not raining hard, or maybe you got some localized flooding or ponding in your front yard, water in the basement, but I think we tend to get so much information from various forms of media, including the one I hate, social media. And then we think, like, it's going to look like Louisiana around here soon. Or God forbid Tennessee before it. No, it's not going to be that bad, but still, you got to take precaution, right? So be careful this morning. If you're driving, don't speed up because you feel like you're going to beat the heavy rain. You won't. Don't use your high beams in the rain. They don't work. It only bounces the light back in your own face. Kind of like when it's snowing. Nonetheless, we do have school closings too. Upper Dauphin School District and Midwest decided to close. Those areas have a lot of local roads that flood. Some have gone to remote learning, Millersburg and Halifax. We'll keep you posted. We got, what did Mark call it? An eye on Ida. Some areas in the listening area here could get 7 inches of rain. But for the most part, it's going to be 3 to 5. The rivers, you know, the Susquehanna, the mighty Susquehanna, our best friend or our worst enemy, she will crest well within flood range. So I think we're going to be okay. But you know what? This is when your buddies in local radio shine. This is when Morgan in the Morning says we have the latest information and we're not lying because we do. Mark Lawrence has to be one of the busiest guys in the world this morning. We're helping him out as much as we can. He's got the information. You can go to our news radio, 1070 WKOK website. It's all there. All right? And, of course, Mark has the news for us, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. We're going to be okay. If you're driving right now, please be safe, okay?
Attention, listeners. You know you're a bad driver when your navigation voice assistant in your car says,
in 400 feet, stop and let me out.
Please make a note of it.
Thank you. Late night sound bites, they're not existent this week. Looks like all the late night TV hosts took another week off this summer. I guess they're celebrating Labor Day early. I don't know. But coming up, it is American Chess Day. Is there any difference between American chess and the board game played anywhere else in the country? And how about some flaming hot Mountain Dew? It's all on the way. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Yeah, we got so much high school football going on in this building Friday night. It's like a frat party. It's weird. One studio, Lewisburg. Other studio, Selins Grove. Third studio, Shikellamy. My goodness. What do we got going on in this studio here? Oh, a dance party. That's it. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX with a weekend.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy September, everyone. September 1st is here already. Labor Day before you know it. Wow. Where has August gone? Part of me is glad it's gone. It's a rainy day. Don't panic. Mark has got the news for you coming up Everybody's going to be okay. Drive safely. There's some pooling and ponding, as they call it, on our roadways. We don't want anybody hydroplaning, losing control of their vehicle. Just take your time, all right? It's that simple. We'll keep you posted throughout the day. Speaking of posting, to that woman who posted a picture of her Labrador just rolling in a puddle, like a runoff ditch, like you have out in the RRs in front of everybody's house so the rainwater could run down the side of the road. The dog is hilarious. I think that video will go vinyl or viral or vinyl. No, vinyl was the early part of my career. Viral is what videos do, yes. Anyway, I love the video. If you have anything to post it, you know, share it with us. If you're going to post up a picture of your dog, my roommate Leo won't go out in the rain. He's such a wuss. Tried to let him out this morning because he's sitting at the door. He has a clock in his mind that decides when he has to tinkle, okay? So every morning at about 4:15, even though you just let him out at 4, at about 4:15 after two bites of food, he has to go to another door because there's about 1,000 doors in my house. And he has to go out on the deck and take a little spritz, okay? So you open up the door and he, like, sticks his head out. Whoa, hey, wait. I don't do this in the rain. I tried to tell you it was raining, little buddy. Nope, nope, nope. So he'll hold it till it stops raining. Boy, does he have an experience coming up for him. That's all I need to say. Anyway, sometimes I just kind of want to push him out and close the door. Just watch him panic out there. Oh, my God, it's raining. He comes in and does that dog thing, rolls all over the floor because he has to dry himself off. Okay, whatever. Anyway. Coming up is the news, of course. Like I told you, we're going to visit September, since it is September 1. And I don't know if you saw this, and I thought it was funny, but a lot of people said, you wouldn't think it was funny if it was you. But a CNET reporter was doing a taste test of the new Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. It accidentally went up the reporter's nose, which, you know, yeah, it's not a good experience. Wow. You okay, bud?
Actually, that feels pretty good.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, I would like to try it on a Try It Tuesday. There, I said it. Hello, Pepsi? A Flaming Hot Mountain Dew, please. News is next. Morgan in the morning. 65 and rain just about everywhere. Thank you, Mark, for keeping us posted with the school closings. And remember when there used to be delays and stuff? Today it's either closed or gone to remote learning. One to add, Penview Christian is now closed as well. We will keep you posted top and bottom of the hour, every hour, and you could always go to WKOK.com and check out their page. They've got it all for you. 65 and raining, Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, well worth that rainy drive. Down at 45. Happy September 1st, everyone.
Morgan in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Try to remember.
No, stop, stop. Josh Groban, good God, stop. Oh, Neil Diamond. Little Daughtry, that's good.
Wake me up when September ends.
Green Day. Oh, now we got it going on. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Bonus points if you guess the other voice. Justin Timberlake singing with Earth, Wind, and Fire from that movie Trolls. Anyway, welcome to September. Don't you feel good about it? Anybody? Nobody. Because it's raining and we're all scared-ed. Don't be scared-ed. We'll be okay. Just be careful driving this morning. A lot of pooling and ponding on the roadways. And there are those drivers out there that, God, it's raining. I got to speed up and get to work quick. What's speed up rain, speed up snow, speed up in general? Bad idea. High beams in the rain. They don't work. Stop it. Use your turn signals. Be careful. And keep in mind, there's still going to be school buses out there where you drive. All that September music got me thinking that the boys came over last night. I was trying to watch a ball game, but they were in my studio, the Quarantunes, and they've got an interesting September song still to come. So stand by. And also, it's American Chess Day.
Morgan in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94 KX.
It's Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94 KX.
Got you dancing in the rain this morning. Be careful driving. Remember, the school buses are still out there, and you driving quicker in the rain is a big mistake. Just don't do it. We've got the school closings and delays coming up. Mark Lawrence will cover them for us. Today is American Chess Day. Rob, the Sports Center, coming up with sports. Chess isn't a sport. It's just a board game, but I think it's exciting. You ever go to one of them parks in the big cities where they have the chess tables built in and everybody's just banging away at it? I think it's cool. I think there should be, like, since it's American Chess Day, chess is a worldwide board game. I think there should be, like, an American Chess World Series. Would that be cool? And we could cover it on our SBC Media Sports channel. That would be really cool.
And welcome back to the not-so-board games.
Yeah.
Here we go. White plays bishop's pawn to f3. Black shoots out with queen's pawn to e5.
Oh!
Uh-oh, white plays g4 and is really leaving the king exposed.
Oh, don't do it!
And the black queen pounces on the h4.
Here it comes!
Checkmate!
Out of nowhere!
Oh my! That's the fastest checkmate in chess! This game is over!
This game is over! News is next. Morgan in the Morning. 65 and raining, high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, if you're driving right now, we had a special announcement for people earlier this morning. Can we roll that again? That would be a good idea.
Attention, listeners. You know you're a bad driver when your navigation voice assistant in your car says,
in 400 feet. Stop and let me out.
Please make a note of it.
Yes, please. Thank you.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Well, the Quarantunes are over my studio last night, and they were singing about September. We got some interesting music and stats coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Great stuff coming up on Facebook. If you have, like, videos or pictures you want to share of what the rain looks like in your neighborhood, in most neighborhoods, it's just normal rain. It's just been steady, like, real steady. But there is some pooling and ponding on area roadways. You know, the normal poor drainage areas. Everybody's like, what's it like at the Hamilton Underpass? You know, I always thought there should be a sign at the Hamilton Underpass that says no lifeguard on duty. And then that way, when it wasn't raining, people would be like, what's that sign doing sitting there? Anyway, be careful as you head out this morning. The school buses are still rolling. Mark has got some of the schools that are closed. There's just a couple of them. Some have switched to remote learning. He's got them for us coming up. What a way to bring in September, huh? With Ida. Which is now Tropical Storm Ida. Still, tropical storms bring a lot of rain. The Quarantunes were over my studio last night, figures. I was like, guys, I just wanted to watch the Red Sox in Tampa Bay. Can I please? And they were like, no, we got this idea. Because believe it or not, more couples break up in September because summer's over than any other time of the year. Now, I would think like right before Christmas or right before Valentine's Day. That's usually when I would get dumped, you know, because they don't want to buy anything. So they don't want to do gifts. So see you later. But it turns out that when summer is over, a lot of things are over. So maybe it's your relationship or maybe it's unfriending someone.
Wow, Moondoggy, this summer sure went fast, and we didn't even get to see each other. But maybe soon, huh?
I will see you in September, not in October. Maybe not November, too. Your Facebook posts are mostly just hateful and stupid.
Well, there is that.
And the actual truth is, I won't be missing you.
I won't be missing you.
Now you know you've been unfriended till late December, when I'm expecting this from you. I won't see you.
I won't see you. Uh-uh. This September. Still to come, birthday buddies. Two huge celebrity birthdays today. Should I let it out of the bag? Sure. Dr. Phil and Barry Gibb. What do they have in common? Absolutely nothing. But birthday buddies with Lynn Hall. Still to come. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, it's time for...
birthday buddies.
Because you know the voice of Lynn Hall.
Yes.
A little bit more of a rock feeling today, whereas yesterday you were dancing around way too much.
I know, I'm sorry. It was just one of those days.
No, it's okay.
Glad there was a really long cord here on the headphones that I didn't like pull them out of the jack while I was jumping around over here.
Right. Today was more like an air guitar. With Billy Squire. You're very good at that air guitar thing. C, F, and G, three chords. That's all you need to do rock and roll.
That's all you need. Exactly.
It's time for birthday buddies. We love to have Lynn in the house. First, though, how's the rain in your neighborhood?
Oh, my goodness. It was just raining. It was teeming, as my mother used to say. My mom used to say. Oh, my goodness, it was teeming today. I left the dog out, and he was soaking wet when he came in. It was teeming.
One day, I looked outside, and there was all these cheerleaders flipping around the backyard, and I said, oh, it must be teaming.
It's teeming.
Go fight, win. I don't know.
Look, the cheerleader fell from the sky.
But any pooling and ponding on the way in?
I encountered a little bit of slipping W&L Nissan down that. But
new
that
location
always
there.
Fills up right there.
That
and I had my
weird.
Jeep, so, you know, my there Jeep has those giant tires, so.
That intersection is kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they'll ever fix the road there. I don't know why. It does fill up with water, though.
It
good
does.
Point.
Yeah.
Be careful there in Shamokin Dam there, what they used to call the traffic circle. Now it's kind of like a semicircle,
I guess. Yeah, it's like a comma.
Yeah.
Traffic comma.
It's a comma.
Not a circle anymore.
Celebrity birthdays. Lynn Hall might dance.
I love this song.
And we don't know why, but I think everybody loves it, right?
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan, 64 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Happy birthday, Gloria.
Yes.
All right, moving on to other celebrity birthdays. You're going to love this one. Dr. Phil is 71 years old today.
Hey, Toots, who do you think you're talking to here?
What, are you a moron? Are you a drunk? Here's a good idea. Let's all get drunk.
What?
Are you a prostitute?
Ooh. You know what? I'm just surprised you're not pregnant.
You were
goodness.
A booty call. God, you're ugly. Do all of us a favor and go have a heart attack.
Oh,
your brain is intoxicated.
Loser!
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you want him coming over to your next holiday festivity? No.
And berating you in front of your relatives?
Not a good thing.
No.
Dr. Phil, 71 today, 75 years old today.
I
broke it. No, I don't know what it's like. Oh, to sing like it. Where's Babs?
Yeah, Barbara. She's like butter.
Ah, oh, little jive talk.
You have to have that there.
Yeah, you gotta stick that in.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hands in the air. There it is. He is still alive. He is the oldest of the Gibb brothers, and he's the only one left.
Yeah.
Barry Gibb, 75 years old today. 75.
And my son was just telling me last night he saw a show about the Bee Gees the other day. A giant show that he found. I don't know if it was on Netflix or where, but he said he saw this big show about the Bee Gees and their life, you know. And their...
So we should go find that?
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know what it's called. I have to text him and find out.
where the BJ's at. I always think of Saturday Night Live. Anyway, it's time for the local celebrities, or as we like to call them,
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Wansick of Sunbury. She is 48 years old today.
Christina Snyder from Millmont, 33 today.
David Weir, 55.
Emily Welker is 34 today.
Happy birthday to Isaac Regal from Sunbury. Lordy, lordy, Isaac is 40.
40.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to mess up this woman's name. I'm so sorry, Kathy. Kathy Sirich, would it be?
I would say, yeah, Sirich.
She is 57 today, Kathy.
Happy birthday to Kim Dreisbaugh. She's from Klingerstown. She's 52.
Colby Forey from McAllisterville is 26 today.
Happy birthday, Lisa Kipple from Sunbury, 51.
Okay, Lisa Steffen from Middleburg. She's 62 today.
Happy birthday to Lisa Flieger Kipple of Sunbury. She is 51 today.
Lisa Steffen from Coon Hunter, PA. Is 62.
Happy birthday, Mary Kay Herman from Winfield, 52.
Ray Phillips is 64 today.
Happy birthday to Nathaniel Treese of Sunbury, 27.
Oh, and I love this lady's name, Cherie. Cherie Eisworth is 43. Happy birthday.
My Cherie Moore. Shannon Houts from Danville is 39 today.
Todd Underkoffler from Sealands Grove, 63 today.
Happy birthday to Vicky Fritz. Vicky is 55.
And Wendy Nash from Shamokin is 40. 49, I'm sorry.
There you go.
I made it much younger.
Happy birthday. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
If you've got a birthday, you can call it in on the Ford Fun Line. You could also use Facebook Messenger, email, heck, even snail mail.
Yes.
And if you're feeling really tough on yourself, go ahead and try our text club.
You're very daring today in the rain.
It is. Birthday buddies every day at this time. Every day at this time, just before the 7:30 news. What do we call it again?
You just said it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay. It's birthday buddies.
There it is. Yeah, that's the thing. W-Q-K-X. 65, still, and raining, still, high upon Blue Hill. Oh, I feel like Dr. Seuss. Anyway, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. All right, some viral comedy coming up that you don't want to miss because we try to put it together monthly. All the bloopers you may or may not have seen on television.
And obviously, if you're driving by and you see part of an 18-wheeler kind of dangling, it's
Wait. Your wiener is dangling? What? Anyway, stand by. We got them coming up. First time I heard this song, I absolutely loved it. Dua Lipa and Elton John. Using some old Elton, classic Elton, it's called Cold Heart. 94KX.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
All right, here we go. Two pieces of viral comedy put together quite nicely. If you want to Google it later, listen to it now. August 2021's television bloopers.
And obviously, if you're driving by and you see part of an 18-wheeler kind of dangling, it's going to lead to some onlooker slowdown.
Ooh. If you see a venomous snake, just leave it be and report it to authorities.
Really?
Gee, thanks. My shot. Don't touch a venomous snake and don't stick your head in a polar bear's mouth.
Easy,
that's
bud.
You can use.
Wow.
Our industry, like, what in the hell?
Good evening, Mike and Tamara.
Hello?
Sorry.
Yeah, what? What is that? And with the news bloopers, you get the weather bloopers, too.
The wind will remain breezy and sometimes windy.
Oh, thank you.
Quarter to ping pong ball size hail with some of these storms.
Ping pong balls.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Viral comedy here whenever we could get it. If you want to send your own, you can. We will share that as well. Still to come, women love men that mumble. Oof. And I'm in broadcasting. That explains a lot. Anyway, we'll talk about driving in the left lane because I experienced a lot of frustration and more. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, sorry, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. You think, do you find me attractive? A new study found women find men who mumble attractive. I don't understand it. The opposite is true for female voices. Women who speak clearly are seen as more attractive than women who mumble. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I've been in radio for like 40 plus years. I'm already half deaf. Wearing headphones for nearly 50 years has killed my mid-range. Most women's voices are in the mid-range. They have to speak clearly. Or I go, excuse me, pardon me, huh? But women liking men who mumble? Mumble? It's like that clip from Family Guy. Remember that?
We now return to Tony Danza and Sylvester Stallone in What?
Hey. Yeah, that. News is next. Mark checks the school changes from actual in-class learning to virtual or remote learning, as they call it. A few districts closed. All the news on Ida. Coming up next, Rob's got the sports, and Steve has the AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
Sports.
A flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow. Heavy rains today from tropical rainstorm Ida. That could cause some major flooding in some areas. High today, 68. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Still 65 degrees and still raining. High atop Blue Hill, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, wherever you are driving right now, what are you doing? What are you doing in the left lane? That's the fast lane. Don't you remember the song? Come on now. According to a new study, 40% of people believe that the left lane is only for passing. That's only 40%. The rest of us like to just hang out there. I spent last week in Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. But no doubt, the worst drivers in the world.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Be safe. It's raining. Keep the high beams off. Keep moving forward. Safely. Good news coming up next. World War II letters found in a chest at a community thrift store. Those stories and more coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A TikTok is going viral now of a World War II veteran. His name is Frank Grossberger. He's meeting the woman who, at 9 years old, sent him letters from school. This is emotional stuff.
So here she is.
Don't make me cry, please. This isn't the girl, is it?
It can't be her. She grew up.
I love you so much,
says the World War II war veteran. How about World War II letters left behind and found years later?
When I got it, I noticed it was heavy, so I picked it up, opened it, seen some letters in it, took the first one out, read it, and I was like, this is a mistaken donation.
I said, do you realize when these were written? And they were like, well, no. Like, what are you talking about? And I said, these are dated 1944 in Germany.
We didn't really know these letters existed. To have someone find them and return them, it was amazing.
Congratulations to the Goodwill worker who returned those letters from Grandpa, a World War II veteran, a long time ago. And thank you to Wise Markets for their new program where they're just kind of fighting hunger and rounding up bills. $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever you have at your local Wise Markets as we do non-perishables to local food banks. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hey, coming up in just a bit, Tom's top list of the day. Top reasons why you hate your job. Just in time to punch the clock. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Time for Tom's top list of the day. The top reasons why people hate their jobs. Are you ready? Did you punch in yet? I'll give you a minute to punch in. No, here we go. Number 10 was a tie between job security and bad bennies. Ooh. Number 9, your coworkers suck. I don't know about that. I mean, can't you just work past that? I don't think everybody truly loves all their coworkers. They might say they do, but or whatever. Let's move up the list here. The work itself isn't enjoyable. My dad, my late great pop, used to say, the first day I don't enjoy my job is the day I leave. I feel the same way. I've done it before. You got to like your job. You got to like it. Number 7, your boss. That's tough. Number 6, the hours are terrible. Well, you kind of signed on for it, didn't you? Maybe you didn't. Maybe your shift got changed. I don't know. Number 5, there's no opportunity for advancement. I agree with that. I liken everything to sports. But if you're a freshman and you're sitting on the bench, you hope someday you'll be moving up. You know what I mean? All right. Number 4, you're overworked. Well, aren't we all? Today's workforce, we wear 10 hats and do one job. It's just not fair, but it's the way it is. Number 3, there's a lack of communication or you can't voice your opinion. That's number 3. See? Go back down to number 7, your boss is bad. Maybe they need to communicate. Number 2, you're underappreciated. People, when they feel underappreciated, are less productive. It's just a given. And number 1, money. Yeah, it's all about the moolah. You thought I was going to say Benjamins. Anyway, you're not paid enough. Almost 30% of people hate their job because they're not making enough money. It's that simple. The interesting things that did not make the list, the long commute, and, being micromanaged. Micromanagement, that's my number 1, friends. Hey, coming up, news, of course, sports, and AccuWeather. But we got something cool coming up on Sunday that our very own Sam Tyler is going to attend. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Still 65 degrees and still raining high atop Blue Hill, where you'll find Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Wherever you're driving, take it slow today. There's pulling and ponding on the road. We talked about it earlier this morning. You can post up on Facebook what you think is relevant on this weird weather day. As we say goodbye to Ida, hopefully by what? I'm looking at the weather chart here. It's going to be raining till about midnight. So hopefully tomorrow at this time will be sunny and okay. We'll check into that and our latest Facebook posts still to come. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're here, there, and just about everywhere this summer. We've had such a great summer. And you've seen us out and about. What are we calling it now? Morgan on the Move. When I have to go somewhere or, you're going to see me somewhere. Like, remember Lemonade Day in Northumberland there? What a great time. The block party's coming up this Sunday. We've been talking about it. Mark Stevens will be there running the 5K. Our whole staff will be showing up. We're going to be having a good time. Well, there's something else that's going on this Sunday, the same day as Block Party and Nori, and you can go to both. It's called Brantley's Art Show. And when I first heard about this, I stopped everything I was doing. And I got chills. When we could help someone in need, isn't that what it's all about? In Central PA, you've got big hearts, man. You like to help. So check this out. It's called Brantley's Art Show. Again, this Sunday at Willowstone Farm. Google it. It's in Mifflinburg. You can create your own art with Brantley. Brantley will be there. And he's got some pretty serious medical bills. So why don't you let Brantley help you do some art? You could sell some art. You could buy some art. Of course, food and entertainment, all the proceeds benefiting the Brantley Herman family. I think this is great. Our very own Sam Tyler is going to be there. This girl, she has the biggest heart in the world. If I don't know, squeezed into the smallest body in the world. She's just a good person. And you could meet her there. She'll be hanging out. It's going to be a good time. And again, it's the same day as the Nori block party, but the block party goes like, wow. It goes like all morning, all afternoon, all night. So you've got time to get there. Why not visit both? Tell them 94KX sent you. That's it. Some final checks on Facebook posts still to come. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Our final look at Facebook coming up in just a bit. Yeah, it was you. It was you that wrote it. On a rainy day, we've got it coming up. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You guys have been great on Facebook all morning. We asked you to post some pictures of the rain in your area. Well, it hasn't been real bad yet. I say yet. Two great posts this morning, though. Jen, thank you. It says, I need to get back into shape, but I'm kind of waiting to see if the world is going to end before I put in any real effort. I love that. With everything going on in the world, let's have flooding, all right? Let's just see. And to Tom Webb, my buddy, who is the Spyglass Winery guy and Three Beards guy. Yeah, him. He says, I'm going to award gift certificates for someone who could guess the correct number of morons that sink their cars in the Reagan Street and Route 61 underpasses. The comments there are better than the post. And the post is funny. Be careful, for God's sakes. Chad Evans is next.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.